Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. It is our 8 o'clock hour. Lots and lots of great ground to cover as we explore how we feel after a victory that for most of the afternoon did not feel like one.
Right, frustrating.
But Ray Dittiger is coming up, and he is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water matters, so choose Bradford White. To find a plumbing professional near you, visit bradfordwhite.com. Before I put him on, a win, I can't wait to see the post game.
Okay.
Michael Barkay has got all the people around. They're all this guy's happy. Oh, look how thrilled he is.
Right.
Oh, there's Nick Sirianni. He's got a big smile on his face. Then they go, Ray's in the studio. Ray is saying, I got to tell you, that was a nice, I felt really good that they won that game.
Yeah, really?
Barrett Brooks says, that was a good win. You know, it wasn't pretty, but win ugly is good.
Yeah.
Then they go to Arizona. Seth Joyner. And he already looks like he just sucked a bad clam. What? And here's a little bit of his thought. Listen to that.
Seth Joyner, we heard Jalen Hurts last week saying we're this close. We're this close. Are they this close? And if not, how far away would you say they are?
Listen, they were this close to losing this damn game today. That's the truth, okay?
And the guy's a killjoy.
I think he mistakes them for
no,
a good team.
Ray, I need to know right now. Are you watching with him at all?
No,
he's rooting against the Eagles, isn't he?
He
just killed him after a win. He ruined my joy.
Well, Seth is a guy that speaks his mind. Always has, even when he was a player. And he's not a guy that goes for platitudes, and he's not a guy that's quick to reach for a silver lining. I mean, Seth is a call-it-like-it-is kind of guy. And, and there's certainly truth in what he says. I mean, it looked like for the better part of three quarters they were going to lose that game. And it would have been – and if they had lost that game, we would have been having a whole different discussion this morning. So the idea that, we pulled it out and we turned everything around and now our season is saved, blah, blah, blah. No. Seth is going to cut right through that and tell you that, for the most part of the game, you didn't play very well, and you have to play a heck of a lot better if you're hoping to win on Thursday night.
All right, right. So how should the fans feel after that game yesterday?
Encouraged. I thought it would have been a really bitter loss if they had lost, and I think it would have really impacted your preparation for Thursday night. I mean, they're still going to be big underdogs, and they should be big underdogs to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers Thursday. That's not going to change. But in terms of how internally they feel down at the NovaCare Complex, I guarantee you there's a lot more happiness, and there's a lot more enthusiasm, and there's a lot more. Just good feeling down there today as they get ready for that tough game on Thursday. This was, the offense was pretty brutal for three quarters. There's no getting around that. But your defense, which had really gotten its lumps in the last couple weeks against Dallas and Kansas City, really showed up in this game. I mean, they really came in, they hung in there, and they kept the rest of the team in there long enough that you get the big special teams play, and then the offense has the one drive. It's enough to win the game. So, I came away with it with a pretty good feeling, because if they had lost this game and then they go and they get thumped on Thursday night, which still could very well happen, then the season is really starting to spiral downward. So this game was a game that I think really, just from a emotional standpoint, was very necessary for this team and certainly for the fans.
Ray, I got a call from a guy in the last hour. from the hospital, Nick Sirianni's game play calling put this guy in the hospital. He won't run the ball. And I lost it a couple of times during the game as well. Ray, is he calling good games?
No. It's funny with him. I mean, there have been I thought he called a pretty good game against Kansas City, even though they lost. I mean, their offense really moved the ball. Their offense was able to score. I mean, their offense was pretty good. It kept them in the game against a Kansas City team that was scoring every time they had the ball. You know, he was able to keep pace with them offensively. And his play calling, I thought, was very good. And, of course, Hurts was very good. But there have been times his play calling has been really poor. I mean, it can't get much worse. Can't get much worse than what it was in Dallas. And for most of yesterday's game, yeah, I mean, Hurts wasn't playing well. But I think that the offensive concepts and the play calling, and once again his clear avoidance of any semblance of a running game, to me is very problematic. I think put it in its simplest terms, if you're an offensive coach, which he is, you have to identify on your team who your best playmakers. You know, I mean, who are the guys that really you want to get the ball in their hands because they have a chance to win a game for you. And right now, three of your best playmakers are guys that you hardly utilize. You know, and I'm meaning the two running backs. I mean, Sanders and Gainwell are really good players. Yeah. You know, they're guys that you have to find some way to get them the ball and let them make some plays. And the other one is Dallas Goedert, who is basically invisible for most of the game. Those are the guys you want to get the ball to, and that's the coach's responsibility. And more than once this year, and certainly yesterday was a good example, that the head coach didn't let that happen.
All right. Now, you did say after the game, and you were right, the real story here is the defense and how they kept them alive so they could win the game.
Right.
But I'm trying to figure out if the defense was rejuvenated or they were just helped by a weaker opponent. Which was it?
It was actually a little bit of both, as most things in football are.
Yep.
I definitely think that after the last 2 weeks, when they got, you know, they kind of got embarrassed by Dallas and Kansas City the last 2 weeks. And they heard about it. I mean, it was written about. It was talked about on the radio. Fans were talking about it. Everybody was talking about it. So, and you saw it come out in a couple of the press conferences this week. I mean, you saw the irritation from Fletcher Cox. You saw the irritation from Darius Slay. That they didn't like it. And so I think they were a little more fired up coming into this game. But the other part of what you said is equally true. I mean, you have to kind of put every performance and every week in context. And this week they were facing an offense that wasn't anything close to what you got in Kansas City and Dallas. And they took advantage of it. You know, so everybody's sort of identifying Sam Darnold as the big problem. And he kind of is. I mean, I don't think he's a particularly good player. But the key to him is you got to get pressure on him. You got to get bodies around him. You got to get people in his face. You got to knock him down once in time. And once you do that, you're well on your way to beating them. And the Carolina Panthers' problem is their offensive line is not very good. And so the Eagles understood that. Jonathan Gannon understood that. And even though this team had blitzed very infrequently through the first part of the season, they actually blitzed not a ton, but just enough in this game that they were able to disrupt the blocking, get after Darnold, and once they did that, you know, then the Carolina offense just broke down.
All right, my last thing, Ray, is about stupidity, all right, because I'm seeing an Eagles team that is doing some incredibly stupid things. For example, they got burned on another touchdown when they didn't know what to do on a pick play. A coach just called it. He said the defender initiated the contact, but you got to avoid that. And then you got Miles Sanders running out of bounds in the final 2 minutes of a game when you're trying to bleed the other team's timeouts. Is this a dumb football team?
You could make that case, yes.
Thank you.
At this point, that's not unfair to say, because the examples of what you cited were very obvious. I mean, I'm screaming at the TV when Miles Sanders runs out of bounds, not just once, but twice. And you saw when he got to the sidelines, you saw one of the coaches over there talking to him saying, you can't do that, which he should know anyway. But, yeah, that's a good example. The rub play, the offensive pass interference down at the goal line. I disagree with Nick. I mean, if Nick's suggesting that was a bad call, it wasn't. I mean, you can, if you're going to rub down there, and teams do it all the time, you can't do it downfield. In other words, if you're going to do it and you do it at the line of scrimmage and you just make it look like, oops, I jumped bumped into you, I'm sorry about that. There's ways of doing this. There are certain receivers or certain teams that coach it well, and you're able to run that play and you don't get called. Because officials are calling it now. Over the last couple of years, the league has mandated that the officials call that play a lot closer because it was happening way too much. But you can still get away with it if it's kind of at the line of scrimmage. But you can't do what Greg Ward did, which was go downfield and actually block a guy. That's going to get called every time. So that was clearly a penalty. I mean, it's bad. You hate to see a touchdown taken off the board yet again by this team, but they deserved it. I mean, that was just lousy execution of that play. And the other one that really upset me, which was really foolish, and, you know, I don't like to criticize the defense, you know, in a week when the defense really helped you win the game. But Singleton's hit on DJ Moore.
Oh, my God, he was sitting down.
Well, yeah, I mean, DJ Moore sees the play. The play's dead. He's sitting down. He's given up the play. He sits down, and Singleton hits him late and then hits him helmet to helmet. You know, I mean, that was – when you're talking about just dumb plays – that you got to mention that too. So yeah, I mean, this is, and it's happening way too much now. I mean, we're 5 weeks in, five games, and every week there's three or four plays that can't be described as anything other than just stupid.
Right.
You know? And that's one of the things that the coaches have to find some way to get this under control, because you can't be stupid and beat Tom Brady. Okay, I can tell you that much right now. You can't be dumb and beat Tom Brady. If they're going to have any chance, I mean any chance on Thursday night, they're going to have to eliminate all that stuff, and they can't make any stupid mistakes.
Ray, get your rest. We're going to use you like a rented mule this week. All right, pal? Ray Dittinger. We got another game on Thursday.
I'll be there.
Thanks, Ray.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.